30 and
we put the hard knob, and then in the front of the hard knob part, we put all of their, you know, their banana boxes that were all taped together. And we just told them, we said, okay, we're going to be doing the music, and you people do the dancing. So it was like for the whole Hari Nam, you know, we had like this breakdance show going out. And it was like the wildest thing you could ever imagine, you know, because the beat was just great for the breakdance, you know. And there must have been like 200 or 300 people that were just like, they couldn't believe what was going on. It was like the Hare Krishnas were doing the music and the breakdancers were doing the dancing.
In Poland, I danced without bananas in the street. I think that this is maybe in madness.
why do they use boxes?
I guess they have to turn their heads up. Yeah. So they get them to dance on their heads and they do all sorts of
stuff.
You
can't do it on the concrete, though.
But I'm not so professional dancer in my life. It was punk fancy, and we danced in the street without any plan. And we are the mecca for us.
For example,
dancing.
When I was in Samara, possibly last week, such ecstatic dancing, one devotee named Yara Malika, he's a professional Russian dancer, and then one devotee named Gopinath, who's a disciple of Gopa Krishnamurti. And he was the champion break dancer of the morning. Okay, see you tonight. Hare Krishna.
Six place they should bless you.
His blessings, Prachar?
Yeah,
if he wants to take you there, I'll go.
It's only 100 kilometers. 200 kilometers.
Yeah.
But he's got a good car.
Yeah, I'll go.
You want to go there one day?
Sure. Nepal. Are there devotees up there?
Four.
Yeah.
Four Brahmacharis.
It's good. Come up to the room after, we'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
I think it's good.